You said you were referring to your own experience there, but something that you're trying to make universal in that song. When Sam wrote it, that was purpose. What do you actually see? What's the place that you see when you're singing that song? What experience are you relating?
It's changed over the years. It's funny, songs tend to do that for me. Right now, that particular song has a very comforting meaning to me because, as wonderful as it is to be a musician, an independent musician, and an artist, there's so much that is not known. It's different from going for a different vocation where there's sort of a pathway laid out for you and you have a certain number of years of school and then you have a certain number of years of apprenticeship, perhaps, and then you climb up the ladder of whatever type of business you're in. With music and with art, you really have to blaze your own trail. And though that can be so much fun to do, it can also be extraordinarily stressful because you have no idea what's going to happen from day to day, and life is actually quite unpredictable, even more so than normal, I'd say. So that song tends to mean to me, it means that it's okay that sometimes I do feel lost. And that's just part of the journey I'm on. And there will be a resolution, just like in the song, where the chords change from slightly dissonant back to a comforting harmony, perhaps, that life will do that too, eventually. That as lost as you feel one moment, you never know, maybe the next day you'll feel found again. So that song has a lot of comfort in it for me.
Well, it's got adventure and comfort. Actually, I mentioned the video I saw of you two singing America by Paul Simon. Some of that same feeling, it's some angst in there,
Yeah.
but it's also got more of the found in it, right? That hopeful thing.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with the hopeful thing. That's definitely, I think, in the face of everything, Sam and I both, when we write music and sing and perform music, it's always the foremost thing in our minds is hope, no matter what the story is that we're telling.
Were you never in your life an Eeyore clone? You know, oh, my tail's probably gonna fall off again. Just not, that's not Megan, huh?
I loved those stories when I was a kid, but no, I think I'm more of a Tigger or maybe a Pooh. I'm not sure. I don't know where I get it from. I think it's probably my parents. They encouraged me to, I mean, I have a healthy aspect of self-loathing for certain, I'm sure,
Oh, come on.
but I
What's to
think
loathe?
there's
Nothing, nothing.
I think it's healthy to doubt yourself. It's healthy to be critical of one's own life or choices or, you know, in this case, what you're producing is art. That's always good to be mindful that what you're putting into the world is actually helpful, you know, and useful. I think that's important, and hopefully that's what, you know, that's what we're striving for, both of us. But I think it's difficult to attempt a life in the arts without being positive in some sense, because you get so many rejections and so many no's, and it's so funny that we've chosen two of the most difficult professions to be in terms of rejection. Like, you know, you hear no much more, maybe 80% more than you hear yes in both theater and music.